Hey, everybody, welcome into another Future Brew, Michigan football and basketball recruiting podcast here on maizeandbrew.com. My name is Vaughn Lozon. Joining me today is my good friend, my co-host, John Simmons. John, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Vaughn.
I am doing well as well, and we're without Steven Ostentoski this week, unfortunately. Hopefully he's able to get back next week, but he's been doing a lot of work on the video front with breaking down J.J. McCarthy's film every week. So he's been doing a good job. Go check out all the content he posts on Maize and Brew's YouTube channel if you have not done so already. He's pumping out some pretty good content there, so we would greatly appreciate that. But getting back to Michigan football recruiting today is what we're going to talk about. And last week we talked about a couple guys in the 2021 class who Michigan had been going after for quite a while and kind of cooled down on one of these prospects. And I would imagine they'll probably turn up the heat on the other one. The one that they cooled down on, seemingly, was Jaden Thomas, who is a four-star receiver from Atlanta, Georgia. He ended up committing to Notre Dame on October 2nd. Picked Notre Dame over U of M and Arkansas, Georgia, were his main schools of consideration there, just because he's a multi-sport athlete, wanted to play football and baseball in college, and Notre Dame had pitched that to him. Michigan had also pitched that to him, but by the time they moved on really from him when Andrell Anthony committed, and they had four receivers at the time, and then Marcus Allen decommitted, and they kind of started to pick up the pace with Jaden Thomas, Michigan did, and it just wasn't enough. It was a little too late at that point to really flip his decision. And it's a real good get for Notre Dame. I like Jaden Thomas quite a bit as a prospect. The other prospect that we talked about last week is George Rooks, who I would imagine that they would probably want to turn up the heat on as the 2021 class kind of winds down a little bit. He's a defensive tackle from New Jersey, a big-time prospect, a four-star guy. His top schools are Michigan and Penn State and Boston College. And Pitt, I believe, is in there, surprisingly. There was some talk of Syracuse for a little while there just because his father played at Syracuse, but they seem to be off his top list as of now. So a couple crystal balls in here for George Rooks for Michigan, John. I just don't see it, quite honestly. I think at the end of the day, I think Rayshon Benny will be the D tackle that ends up committing. And just because of the bodies that they got on the defensive line already, I think it would be a lot of guys all at one position if George Rooks and Rayshon Benny were to commit to Michigan. I think it's one or the other. Maybe they're able to squeeze both in. Maybe I'm wrong. I would like to be wrong because you can never have too many good interior defensive linemen. But the way I see it, I think they would probably get one of those guys, not both. I don't know how you feel about that. But at the end of the day, they're probably done at receiver with Jaden Thomas going to Notre Dame. I think they'll look ahead to the 2022 class for other receivers and probably go all in on a lot of defensive prospects left in this class, like George Rooks, like Rayshon Benny, like Sierra Wright, the four-star cornerback. I feel like that's just kind of where the class is at this point, John. I don't know if that's how you feel, but give me your thoughts on all that. I know I kind of just threw a lot at you all at once. So don't feel the need to break down every single thing I just said, but how do you feel about Michigan's chances with George Rooks now that another body in Jaden Thomas is out of the picture for the 2021 class?
Yeah, I'm, you know, kind of getting Drew Kendall vibes from Rooks here.
Yeah.
I think, you know, he planned to commit here for a while and ends up pushing it back, and now he says he doesn't want to do it during the season, so we may have to wait some longer. So, yeah, I don't think it's super positive for Michigan. We've just seen it happen a few times a cycle where Michigan gets a big lead on a guy and then he just waits and waits and waits and doesn't commit when he, you know, on paper he should have been in the class already. And so I don't think that ever is a good sign for any school. So, yeah, my hopes are kind of diminishing for Rooks ending up in the class. I think they would take both if they came, because I know that it's been reported before that the number – that they want to hit in the class is 25 this year, and they're at 20 right now after, you know, Finney flipped and they lost Marcus Allen. So I think they'll have room. But like you said, like the target board is so narrow right now. There's only a few prospects. You know, there's a spot for Donovan Edwards. There's a spot for another cornerback or two. But other than that, there's really no other positions besides the defensive tackle that could use another body. So I think they'll take two if they want him. It just, you know, can they fight off Penn State for Rooks? Who's going to keep, you know, hearing a lot from James Franklin and them over there because they've been coming on hot lately. So I think that's probably the most likely spot for Rooks right now is Penn State. He's been there a couple times as well. I don't think he's been there as many times as Michigan, but there's definitely enough, you know, familiarity where it's not like he hasn't visited there or anything. So I think they're the biggest threat for sure.
Yeah. When you say Drew Kendall vibes, I totally feel the same way. By the way, Drew Kendall still has not committed anywhere, which to me, I don't know if he's just wanting to take his time at this point or what, but again, just another guy that has been pretty quiet through this 2021 class, not really talking a ton, kind of like Sierra Wright. He hasn't talked a lot either. But the Drew Kendall vibes are definitely there with George Rooks. The crystal balls have been in for Michigan for quite some time. It's been since May, since the two current crystal balls have been in for U of M. And he visited U of M on one of those unofficial visits during this pandemic. He also, I believe, swung by Penn State. So the Big Ten schools definitely seem to be the two out front for George Rooks at this point. Again, I'm feeling weird, weird vibes about this one. Maybe that's the pessimist in me. Which doesn't usually come out very often. I'm usually a pretty optimistic guy when it comes to just life in general, but the pessimist in me is screaming that this is tons of red flags all over the place, that he's going to wind up somewhere else, and Michigan's just going to have to, I guess, quote unquote, settle, which is a very loose term in this sense, for a guy like Rayshon Benny, who's been a top target for Michigan for quite some time, is a guy that they've been recruiting for a really, really long time. Sean Nua has, and Sharon Moore has gotten familiar with him being the in-state recruiter that he is. So at this point, I feel like Rooks would be in his best interest probably, just because of the numbers crunch on the D-line. Penn State only has one defensive lineman currently committed in their 2021 class, and he's an edge rusher. Rook seems to be a versatile guy who could play on the edge or inside. So I think that versatility would push him ahead probably of another guy currently in Penn State's 21 class. So I wouldn't fault him at all if he committed to Penn State. But on the other hand, Michigan definitely wants a kid like George Rooks to fill that need that they have on the interior. And it's going to be a need for the 22 class as well. They've already got Alex Van Sumeren committed in the 22 class to be one of their defensive tackles. So they're going to want to finish strong here. Whether it's Rooks, Benny, or both, they're going to want at least one of those guys. So definitely stay tuned on that front. We'll see if he ends up committing at any point in the near future. And if he does, we'll definitely bring you the news right here on Future Brew and MaizeandBrew.com. So, yeah, any other final thoughts on this recruitment in general, John? It's been a quiet one. You can't really get a good read on George Rooks just from the articles that have been written by, at least from what I've read predominantly, from Brian Doan of 24/7. He's covered it pretty well and has talked with him a few times. Originally, when we talked about it last week, he wanted to commit before his senior season started. Obviously, that season already began, and he is still uncommitted. Kind of a big question mark right now in this recruitment, John, for sure.
Yeah, he's definitely another quiet kid. It's hard to read. I wanted to bring up more of a point about 22 defensive tackle recruiting since you brought it up, because I think it's starting off like, I mean, obviously it's a better start now because you already have a four-star committed in Van Sumeren, but I also think it's going to be a little more beneficial for Michigan because there's a lot more guys from, you know, the Midwest area that are going to make them more legit targets, like Caden Curry from Indiana. There's a report today that they're going after him hard. The Devontae Miles from River Rouge right in Michigan, and yep, Derek Shepherd from Ohio. And then KJ Miles from New Jersey is also a big guy they're in on. So I think it's just going to be a little bit easier cycle to kind of get in on these guys since they're from, you know, near, they're more familiar with Michigan. And then, you know, Chandu has been here for, you know, basically the entire time they've been on the radar of colleges now. So I think there'll be a little better relationship building there. So I think that'll be really the time for him to prove it on the trail. It's 22, how that class ends up.
Yeah, like I totally agree with all of that. I think 22 is going to be a very key class for Sean Nua on the defensive line, especially on the interior. They're going to need a couple guys there. Already got one, like we mentioned, in Van Sumeren, who is a four-star in-state kid from Essexville. So off to a good start there, absolutely, for Nua and company. So if they can land one or two more of those guys that you mentioned, because those probably are the top targets at this moment, they would be in pretty good shape. So we will definitely keep you posted on all things defensive tackle for sure, and stay tuned to for more news along that front. Let's flip over to the offensive line here. And obviously this class in 21, offensive line is probably done, I would say. With Drew Kendall out of the picture, I don't think they're going to take any more guys. I know we had brought up a few names in the past here, but I think they're pretty much done. But 22, they're in on a ton of guys. And one guy that took an unofficial visit on his own dime in the middle of this pandemic, a guy that I had really not heard much of until he took this visit, and I saw his Twitter feed, and it said he pretty much just tweeted the Google Maps pin emoji, and it said Ann Arbor, and I was like, huh, I got to look into this kid more. And this kid that I'm talking about is Sullivan Weidman. He is from Brookline, Massachusetts, is 6'6", 300 pounds. So he's pretty much already body-wise ready for college, at least. He's a three-star kid. He's a 437 overall on the composite, the number 41 offensive tackle in the class. Probably another one of those guys that has position versatility, could probably play in the interior, could probably play right tackle. I don't really foresee this kid as a left tackle by any means, but he definitely does fit kind of like the Zach Zinter of being that very similar body frame. I think Zinter was 6'6", 300 in his class, and can play right tackle, can play interior, so very similar in that sense. Has offers from Michigan, but other than them, Nebraska. I got West Virginia, Pittsburgh, Duke, Boston College, Arizona State extended an offer to him. So not a huge offer sheet, but it's growing by the day. Recently got the West Virginia offer, was his last one on September 24th. So he's getting some pretty good attention here, John, and took that unofficial visit. To me, like I said, I had never really heard much of this kid before until this, and he's definitely on Michigan's radar, and obviously with him going to Ann Arbor on his own dime proves the interest that he has in U of M.
Yeah, I definitely remember the name just because when they first offered him, just, you know, a guy named Sully from Boston area, you know, Weidman, like an offensive lineman, definitely stuck in my mind.
Yeah.
So it's funny to hear him again. But yeah, it's definitely a good start. I mean, Michigan can basically get anyone who they want besides Drew Kendall in Massachusetts. So it's not surprising to me that he wants to take a visit. I'm sure he loves everything about Michigan, has heard nothing but good things about Don Brown and the staff. So I think your Zinter comparison was a good one, especially down the size. When I was watching his tape right before we started recording, I also thought he reminded me of the 2021 guy that Michigan just offered in Texas, Remington Strickland,
yeah.
Another guy whose name fits where he's from very accurately. but he's just really mobile. A lot of his first plays are just him pulling across the line and just smashing guys. So he's got good footwork and surprisingly quick feet for someone that big. And he uses that, you know, with his huge size to create a unstoppable force when he's blowing guys up. So I think I like him a lot from just looking at that film. I think it'll be another thing where, you know, you take a mid three-star guy from the Northeast and it's kind of hard to tell how good he's going to be because the competition isn't that great, and there's not a lot of guys that are going up there to scout these players from, you know, the Massachusetts and Connecticut's. So I think Michigan's had a good track record of these guys panning out. So if he ends up being a take to the staff, I would definitely not be opposed.
Now, before we went on, you said that you were watching some film on him. I haven't had the chance to watch a ton here, but what was the film that you were watching? Was he playing interior, or was he playing – what was he playing?
I think most of the time he was at right tackle.
Okay.
From what I was seeing.
And yeah. We probably watched the same thing then.
Yeah, it was just his sophomore highlights.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like he has to do a little bit better in his pass pro. I think his timing on his punch is a little off. He lets guys into his chest, but that's usually a common thing for especially sophomore offensive linemen. So I definitely like what I saw in the run game for sure, though.
Yeah, I did too. I definitely did. Just his body type and the way that he plays, I think he is more built to be an interior guy. That's just me, though. But obviously the position versatility that he offers, Ed Warner loves that stuff. You know him. He definitely loves to have guys that can play multiple positions. And, I mean, you're obviously seeing that from some of the guys that they currently have on the team with Carson Barnhart, for example, played left tackle a bit last year, but has moved over to the right side, is competing over there, and has even competed on the interior there for a little bit. So these guys are very, very valuable. In today's college football, and you never know when an injury is going to happen, and you never know when COVID's going to strike. Having a guy like Sullivan Weidman would probably be, I'm sure Ed Warner and Michigan would welcome him with open arms if he wanted to commit to U of M. But our buddy Bryce Marich at the Michigan Insider had said that Michigan was somewhat surprised by the visit. And I found that kind of interesting as well, given that he is a Northeastern kid. He's from Massachusetts. That's Don Brown territory, as I like to say. And typically, Don Brown doesn't swing and miss on a ton of guys that they've offered and that they're heavily interested in. So makes you wonder if they're going to build their interest a little bit now that he did this visit. I don't know if they were just more interested in other kids or if they hadn't really fully moved on to the 22 class that much, but at the very least, pretty interesting that Michigan was kind of caught off guard with this visit, and really makes you wonder if they're going to be more interested in him now that he's been on campus.
Yeah, I would be interested to know more about where their board is at for the 2022 class. I think it's kind of up in the air right now. They've offered like 30 tackles and two guys that are listed as guards or centers right now. So
yeah,
I think they're looking at guys like Weidman who may be listed at tackle right now, but they could project to moving inside later on, like a Barnhart or someone. So it's going to be interesting to see where they prioritize him. You know, guys like Drew Shelton, who grew up a Michigan fan and I thought was probably going to be the top target, committed to Penn State already. So, and they're going after like the IMG guys. So it's going to be interesting to see who Ed Warner wants in this class. I think he can be, I don't know. It's probably going to be another 4-5 person class if I had to guess, you know, average size. So it'll be interesting for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think they've went fewer than four in a class with Ed Warner here at U of M.
Well, last year was three.
Was it three?
Yeah.
It was with Atterbury, Zinter, and okay.
Yeah, but I was following a six-man class, so.
This is true. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, if you even all that out, I would imagine, yeah, probably around four. You're probably spot on there. Maybe five, I guess, just depending on if they really like the guy or not. But interesting nonetheless. It's definitely going to be a recruitment that I keep my eye on here, especially considering that he is in that Don Brown territory, in that he's an offensive lineman. Ed Warner's been recruiting his tail off, so we'll certainly see if they pick up their interest here for Sullivan Weidman or Sully. I like the name Sully that you gave him, so definitely going to keep that one around for sure. But yeah, I think that's all we got for today. Greatly appreciate you guys tuning in as always. And hopefully we can get Steven back next week. So you can follow me on Twitter at Vaughn_Lozon. John, where are you at, my friend?
At Simmons_John.
And follow Amazing Brew on all your social media platforms. The only one that we don't really have is a TikTok, but hopefully somebody can convince Anthony to make a TikTok. That would be probably useless. But you know what? I think it would be interesting at the very least. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we're on all of those. Give Amazing Brew a like and a follow. And be sure to subscribe and rate all of our podcasts here on amazingbrew.com. We would greatly appreciate it. For John Simmons, I am Vaughn Lozon. Tune in next week. We'll be back with more recruit news. Until then, go Blue.